Proclamation number 6693 of 19th of November, 1956. I am the way, the truth and the life. Only one can give you life and eternity. Jesus Christ, who therefore must also be acknowledged by all who strive for a blissful life and eternity. For he himself spoke the words on earth, I am the way, the truth and the life. He alone can command death to release you. He alone has overcome death and thereby also shown you the path to life, and without him no one will find the right path and attain life. I am the way, the truth and the life. No human being on earth could have uttered these words, for before God himself descended to earth in Jesus there was no path for people which led to life, because the one who had brought death into the world had not yet been overcome, because his power was still unbroken and therefore humanity walked through earthly life in darkness, in ignorance of the truth. But the man Jesus accomplished the work. He presented himself for battle because he wanted to clear the way to life for you humans. He wanted to redeem you humans from death. For all people were doomed to death before his descent to earth. When Jesus walked on earth, a light shone and he carried this light into the darkness. He taught and brought knowledge to men of what was happening on earth and in the spirit realm. He brought them the truth, he kindled a light in the hearts of those who willingly listened to him, and he taught them love. The truth had to be conveyed to people first so that they would also recognize the significance of Jesus' life on earth, which ended with the most painful death on the cross. And he promised eternal life to those who believed in him, who accepted his words as gospel, who lived out his divine teaching of love and thus followed the path which the man Jesus had taken. These were to attain eternal life. And this path leads past the cross of Golgotha. There is no other path to blissful life than this one which the man Jesus took and which led to Golgotha. Because in this man Jesus God himself walked the path to the cross, because the eternal lover brought the sacrifice of the cross, which had embodied itself in the man Jesus. You humans must believe that it was God himself who died for you, who rose from the dead after 3 days, who overcame death and thus the one who had brought death into the world. And thus you must follow God himself on his path, for God himself is truth and life. God himself has promised you eternal life, and since he could not make himself visible to you because the souls once and now sinful people would not have been able to bear the sight of him, he accomplished the act of salvation in the form of the man Jesus. For God's fundamental substance is love, and love embodied itself in the human being Jesus. The path to eternal beatitude only leads through Jesus Christ. You must recognize him and acknowledge him, you must follow him, you must let him teach you and introduce you to the truth, and only by him can you be introduced to his kingdom where you will live in bliss forever. And all choirs of angels, all blessed spirits, all beings of light call out to you, acknowledge him, hasten to him, hand yourselves over to him, the divine Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ. And you will attain eternal life and never ever lose this life. Amen.